glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you.
Reading from Psalm 134. And I'll read the whole psalm because it's only three verses. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021, and I have two special guests in the studio with me, and I have five post-it notes in front of me, which is a great encouragement to Peggy Meyer, and I'll tell you why, because she's one of my favorite guests, a reluctant guest, somebody that doesn't want to be on the radio, somebody that loves to be behind the scenes, somebody that prefers to just work really hard and be unnoticed and no attention brought to her. And because of your efforts yesterday, Peggy, and yours too, Denise, I have the Myers sisters in the studio with me. Because of their efforts yesterday, I said, might you be available for Testimony Tuesday and be a part of this broadcast? And Peggy said, what? No. And I said, oh, now I got you. I have to have you. And Denise Meyer, who spelled M-Y-E-R-S, and Peggy
M-E-I-E-R.
M-E-I-E-R. So the Meyer sisters are with me. And so we're in for a real treat. So we'll blend a little of Testimony Tuesday with why I chose this verse, along with, these are my post-it notes. I need to talk about the Kufa gathering in October, so I'll ask you two about that. We're going to talk about our Philadelphia trip coming up October 3rd through the 8th. We're about three quarters of the way filled. I think the radio announcement still says half filled, but I just haven't recorded an update on that. But we had a couple couples sign up yesterday, so we have about 10 openings available, so we're excited about that. We'll talk about the great mailing that both of you were a part of yesterday. I think you and about 15 to 20 other volunteers, we were really hard from about 10:45 to about 4:30 in the afternoon, getting it all to the post office last night, so we appreciate that. And then finally, our new trainee. What did you think about Terrence Magruder? Peggy, you're a board member, so does he make the cut? Do you think he can be one of our new trainees in Springfield?
I think he can be a new trainee, and I think that you can and Tim can teach him a lot.
So Denise, did you get to interact at all with Terrence?
Yeah, we got to talk while we were doing the mail and stuff, and he's a great person, great guy.
Terrence Magruder, he has some radio background, and I think he showed up to the WLUJ studios less than 2 weeks ago, and Tim said, hey, Mark, here's a willing servant. He wants to help. He has some radio background, some understanding of different programmable softwares, things that we use when we do a morning program or when we tape or interview people. He has some of that background, would love to help out and assist. And I said, well, we don't really have any open paid position. And Tim said, I think he wants to volunteer. And so, we got to get back to him. I got to talk to him.
That's great.
He and I spent about 45 minutes on the phone a few days ago. And then I think on Sunday, I called him up because I wanted to follow up on him being an intern. And there's an application process and references and such. And so we got talking. And so 45 minutes later, I said, is there any chance tomorrow we're going to be doing a mailing on Monday? Because Tim's going to be driving in from Springfield to our Urbana studios. Might you be able to join him? And he said, well, let me check. And sure enough, he spent, I think about 5 or 6 hours with us yesterday helping. And so I told him when he was here, I said, I think you've already made the cut. And he got to meet, as you know, Peggy, there were other board members here and other radio staff here. So we had a great time together assembling the newsletter and getting that mailed out. So those of you that have donated or been a part of the radio family in the last 3 or 4 years, if you made a donation, you contacted us, you're on our mailing list. We sent that out to a bunch of people, and so expect to receive that in the next few days. So we're very excited about it. What do you think of this flyer? So in front of us is like an 8-paneled flyer. It's called Great News Media, WLUJ, Prime Life Times, Meet Our Staff, and it cites 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful servants of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter 4:10. Gosh, I should have opened up the program with this verse. This is like, you know, we were looking beforehand. I always love to open up the program with a scripture verse. And I said, oh, let's find something in the Psalms, something about people praising the Lord, because that's what we were doing yesterday as we were serving together. And I like that Psalm 134, praise the Lord, all you servants. And all those that came out yesterday really are servants of the Lord. And what I loved about all of us working together, there was a cluster over here doing the labeling, a cluster over here doing the insertion. Some of you were putting stickers or the labels on or the stamps, and there was community going on. A lot of people talking and getting to know each other, and so I thought everyone was really enjoying the time. And then we had great food. We had pizza and all those different desserts and the coffee, I guess, everyone really appreciated. I'm not a coffee drinker. And
I'm still drinking coffee.
Yeah, we had some extra coffee left over where you could just heat it up. And so we had a glorious time together, ministering together. And then, you know, we were just praising the Lord on how efficient everyone was. I think I kept everyone. I'm like the quality control. I walk around. Everyone, oh, here comes Mark. You know, let's get busy here.
Yes.
Or I won't say they're fearful, but, you know, I really, you know, there's a task at hand, and I keep everyone moving and everyone supplied and everyone on task. It's like, okay, come on, get the dessert, get back to your table. We have a lot of work to do. So I was a taskmaster with a smiling face.
Yes.
So I didn't lose any of my volunteers. They all stayed the whole time.
No intimidation.
No intimidation. And then the end of this verse 134, may the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. And I thought of both of you because of part of Testimony Tuesday. You've been to the Holy Land. You've been to Zion. In fact, Denise, you saw God bring some healing and hope and transformation. You and Russell have been blessed from the trip, and so much so, including you, Peggy, who's been there 13, 14 times?
No, only about 10.
Only about 10? Okay, 10 different times. I think 9 with me, so you keep returning. But being in the very places where these biblical events took place, where God brought healing, brought hope, brought teaching, where Jesus walked, I mean, it's a phenomenal place to go. But as a result of you both being touched by trips to Israel, you've been very involved in Cufi. So let's begin there on this Testimony Tuesday. Talk a little about Cufi and what's going on this coming October.
Christians United for Israel is where Christians stand with Israel, support Israel. And one of the things that we talk about is the different things that are going on there now and why we should stand with Israel. And at this point, we have at least 10 million members
worldwide.
Now, worldwide with Cufi. And so what we try to do is bring a little Israel here to this region. And last year, I think maybe last year or 2 years ago, we brought a speaker in that would talk about the different issues that go across the Congress floor and some of the issues that are going on in Israel now. And we try to bring at least some education here so people would know what's really going on and why is it so important for Christians to hold hands with Israel.
And what's your title or position with Cufi?
Right now, I am the district director in District 13 in Champaign, Illinois.
Okay. And then, Peggy, you're kind of like everybody's sidekick. Mm-hmm. You help the radio ministry, you serve on our board, and you volunteer, and you assist and financially support, and are engaged in many different ways. I know you help the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. You're, I think, the bookkeeper or treasurer there. You wear many different hats, and I think you kind of co-assist, or what would you say? Does she have a title?
Yes, she does have a title. Peggy is the congressional liaison for Cufi. Yes, so she comes along, and whatever we need to do in this district, we are partners. You know, we partners. And right now, we don't have a state director, so I'm acting as a state director also until they find one. Mm-hmm. But Peggy has done a lot. We've been with Cufi since, I think it's this year after it started.
It started.
Yeah, so we've been with them for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward this year to returning back to Washington, D.C., hopefully in person.
Well, and because Cufi is so strong and has so many members, it's a grassroots organization. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference when Cufi members speak Washington listens. We've gotten legislation put across.
And Peggy, what's a great aspect of your ministry journey, and I think we've had you on a time or two with Testimony Tuesday, is you're one that didn't want to be in the public eye, liked to work behind the scenes, and yet how God has kind of ushered you right up front so you're engaged. And I will say personally that you two are great encouragers. You're kind of Barnabases. I know we prayed before this broadcast, and Denise, you were praying blessing and God leading this radio ministry and working through the various gifts that our staff has and blessing on us. And you too, Peggy, you've seen God raise up this radio ministry. You've been a part of it from, I think, the very beginning, even beforehand, as were your folks, and, you know, many great stories of how God has used you. So thank you. And yesterday when we assembled this newsletter, like I said, I think there was 15 or 20 of us working hard, and board members and staff. But isn't this great, this eight-paneled flyer? It highlights our staff. It says, meet our staff. And so you have great photographs. There's Joey Kroll and Tim Nelson and Joyce Mankey, Marianne Simpkins, Holly Burns, Butch Stillwell, Bethany Harrison, Karen Harrison, Kate Freeman, Paul Estevold, Pastor Jason Schiffo, D. Chesser, C.J. Sizemore. In fact, C.J. was helping yesterday, and he's the manager of the Singing Men of GNN, which we had a rehearsal last night, and we'll be singing at the end of this month at the Nazarene Church here in Champaign. And so we do a great shout out on all these different staff members along with the various beloved volunteers. And so you'll be receiving this in the next few days. And if you're new to the radio ministry, this is the flyer brochure that you want to receive so you know some of the many facets of how God's using this radio ministry. And there's the great map with all of our coverage, the 19 frequencies covering the whole center part of Illinois, along with East Central Indiana, and ways of contacting us. So there's that. And then there's my two-page letter. I won't read the whole letter, but it's exciting news about how God's working through the radio ministry, some of the things that are going on. It highlights our threefold goals: to educate, edify, and evangelize in all we do. So whether it's our radio broadcast or our Prime Lifetimes publication or the Singing Men of GNN or the Great News Radio Theater Troupe or the Children's Choir or just other gatherings or trips like the upcoming trip that we'll be taking to Philadelphia. In all these aspects of this ministry, our goal is always to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so we'll hold true to that, not only in the coming days, but hopefully the coming years and coming decades if the Lord tarries and doesn't return. But you'll get an update on John Swinford, Howard Fox, Joey Kroll, the new assignment he has in Rochester at the First Baptist Church. But he'll continue to be with us in the days ahead. And we announced Tim Nelson, who is a new member serving as our operations manager for the WLUJ family of stations. But this is something that I really want to point out, and hope if you haven't received this newsletter in the next few days, you'll call us, because we're going to have two different open houses. And so there'll be one on September 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. at our Springfield studio, 600 West Mason Street. And so you're all invited to come attend between 1 and 4 p.m. You'll see the ministry at work and visit the studio. We'll have a gift for every family. That's going to be a really fun gift to give out to everyone. We're working on some food trucks and some other food. I think Butch is going to do his world famous Italian beef. He does during Share-a-thons, so you don't want to miss coming and having a sandwich with him. We'll probably put it on that Hawaiian bread, those little tasty Hawaiian bread.
Mark, yeah, that's right. Stop it.
So that'll be happening on the 11th of September from 1 to 4 p.m. at the WLUJ studios. And then the next week, the same time, 1 to 4 p.m. on September 18th, we'll be right here at Lincoln Square. And we're going to also work on some food trucks and special prizes and gifts. And we'll have some staff here for you to meet and greet. And so it's all spelled out in this mailing. So look for it. And if you're new to the radio ministry, as I mentioned, then call today and we'll send it out to you. We'll give you the 800 number, so whether you're in Springfield or Whitehall or Beardstown or Lincoln or Decatur or Urbana or Danville, if you're in and around Central Illinois or West Central Indiana, or if you're listening to our streaming audio at parts of the country, you're also invited. But the number to call so you can get this mailing is 1-888-888-888 1-888-333-9466, 1-888-333-9466. So you'll get our Meet Our Staff flyer, 8-paneled brochure, my 1-page, 2-sided newsletter. Isn't that a great graphic? It shows our 19 frequencies, our regional office, our Springfield office, our Great News Media Center here at Lincoln Square, all the addresses and information, and then, like I said, 1 full page, 2-sided of great information that I hope will inspire and encourage you. So call, and we'll get that sent to you if you don't receive it in the next few days. If you made a donation or have written us in the last few years, expect to receive that. We got it to the post office last night, so I would think in the next 2 days, by Friday, it should be in your mailbox for sure. So let's see, I mentioned the Philadelphia trip, October 3rd through the 8th. Find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Move that one over there. We talked about what CUFI stands for, Christians United for Israel. God at Work, exciting times, read all about it. That was our newsletter. We covered that. I'm moving all the post-it notes away. Do you see how I'm working it? We already did the shout-out for Terrence. He's our new trainee. I guess our new intern. So yeah, we've had 4 interns the last few months, and they've worked out great. Sansi moves to California today, so we lose Sansi. She's originally from India, was studying law at the U of I, and actually needed to stay in the country and had to find a job, and so was searching, and I learned of her through some international student ministries, and because we hired her on as an intern, she wasn't paid, but because she had a position with us, she was able to stay in the country and did some legal work for us and a lot of data entry and other work. And so,
awesome,
you know, we sent her off praising God for her many efforts. And so now we have Terrence in Springfield. So if you're entertaining the idea of learning some experience with the radio ministry and maybe towards college or high school even, it can be part of your resume, or we can put in a good letter of recommendation if you work out well with us, and I trust you will, and you'll learn a lot. Give us a call and maybe we can work something into where you can be on our internship program, and we have a process and an application. And so just give us a call. Again, same number if you want our upcoming newsletter. Call us at 1-888-333-9466, 1-888-333-9466. All right, so we have about 3 minutes. Peggy is so happy. She was just like, oh, I hope the whole program, you have to talk about different things. So Peggy, I'm going to just put you on the spot. You've seen God at work in your life for these many years. You've seen him take you through a point where you just really didn't want to talk too much. You just wanted to serve and be behind the scenes, but you've seen him almost force you to be up front, leading, involved, engaged. So for somebody that's maybe a little like you were some years ago, timid, or, oh Lord, just allow me to help, but allow me not to be so noticed because that's not my thing. In hindsight now, knowing that he stretched you and equipped you to do greater things, don't you have to say, like, wow, God?
Oh, absolutely. If anybody would have told me on my first trip to Israel that I probably talked to people who talked to me but didn't go out of my way, I was out of my comfort zone, I've grown a lot, and it could only be through the help of the Lord.
Yeah. I sometimes reference it as God's divine sense of humor, like where he takes us, maybe the unlikely or the ill-equipped or maybe not certainly gifted in certain areas. I could testify in my own life where, Lord, really, you want me overseeing this radio ministry? I mean, I like to talk, I like people, but this is way beyond my skill sets or my abilities. But I think he loves those kind of people because he gets the credit, he gets the glory. Yeah, we work hard and, you know, we do our part, but when you look at what's being accomplished and lives being touched and transformed, you know, in my case, I can say, Lord, look at all those volunteers that helped yesterday. That wasn't me putting the newsletter together. That was many people. And you've been one of those people that have not just been a volunteer, but you've had a leadership role. And it's been something that you wouldn't have thought you were equipped to do or even able to do, and yet you're like, wow, God, you've had me in some different roles that I would have never chosen myself.
No, remember, I'm a follower. I'm not a leader.
Yeah, And Denise, you have been used of God in a variety of ways. You're kind of a take charge. Where are you leading, Lord? I'm ready to go and assist and plow through, if you will. Mm-hmm. Has that been part of your upbringing or your making? Did God say, I mean, God does equip leaders and God needs people to lead. How would you speak into somebody that's wondering, are they a leader or a follower or should they be both?
Well, even as a teenager, if I saw a person that had special qualities, mm-hmm. I would promote those qualities and probably be an encourager and say, yeah, you could do that. I'd see this in you or whatever. And even as a young person in my 20s, a lot of the young people on my block, they had really good talent as far as business is concerned. And I used to really encourage them to go down to Chicago and put in applications. And they had the skills already from high school. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you didn't need really a college education. You'd be surprised. Some of the people now are like in their 50s. And they have been stockbrokers mm-hmm. without college educations. And they've been all over the world as financial advisors and things like that. And so I look at talents in people and I pull the best out of them and I push them forward and let them stand on my shoulders because I like seeing people really using their talents and their gifts and it really being flourished, mm-hmm. you know, where it can help the public or whatever. But I guess that's what you would call a leader or whatever, but a leader always promote the team. Right, right. They stand in the background and promote the team and let the team shine and then talk about being unified, you know, with each other and help each other. So that's what I do.
Yeah, and I would say, or maybe even qualify that, the ideal leader, because I know there are times that I lead and I might lead for selfish motives or I might mm-hmm. lead so I can get ahead or, mm-hmm. I mean, you're leading the way God would desire a leader to lead, you know, mm-hmm. as a servant leader, and so appreciate that. Denise, I'm going to put you on the spot just to close out our time in prayer. Pray for those that are maybe feeling discouraged today, maybe feeling like, but Denise, I don't have those gifts. I don't see a rosy future. Pray a blessing on them to engage with God today, wrestle with God to see where they can most be used. Because maybe it's not a huge leadership role. Maybe it's mm-hmm. equipping others. Maybe it's a kind word of encouragement. Maybe it's just for them to evaluate, okay, Lord, I'm going to just entrust what little I have and see how God will multiply those gifts or those talents.
Okay, Father, you know the hearts and minds of each individual that is listening to this radio station today. And you said if they have the faith as of a mustard seed, that you can work with that. So, Father God, you know the talents because you are their creator. They were even a thought in your mind and your heart before the foundation of the world. Father God, I ask that you send the encouragement. You begin to speak to them in their heart, in their quiet time. Father, drop down strategies for them and even an encouragement to them that no matter what it seems to them, that you are the one that thinks best of them and what you have put in them is a treasure. So, Father God, we thank you for the treasure that is in each individual that think that they cannot do a certain thing. But, Father, those gifts that you put into them, Lord God, make those gifts flourish. We pray for them that even now, Father, that you are, the Holy Spirit is looking over them and beginning to pull those special things out of them, Lord God. And even doors will open for them. People will be connected to them for what they need, for what is down on the inside of them. So, Father, we thank you that we lift these people up to you today, Lord God, blessing them in every kind of way, Father God, that you have created them to be. They are uniquely made. just for such a time as this. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are calling those people to the forefront, Lord God, and that you will continue to build their faith, to build their hope, Father, and to build them to the point where they will step into the water and take the first plunge, and you will do the rest. So we give you praise, Lord God, even for those vessels that you have created in time past, Lord God. We give you the praise and the honor, Father, and we thank you for the gifts in those people, Father God, because we need them. We need them during this time, and we give you praise and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.